The alleged victims are seeking to be part of the Archdiocese bankruptcy case that a federal judge in Milwaukee is overseeing. High-profile attorneys for clergy abuse victims encouraged people to file claims. So did the Archdiocese, and so did the Survivors Network of those abused by priests. SNAP Wisconsin Director John Pillmeyer says roughly 540 people filed, a number that should devastate local Catholics.
Who had been assured that the clergy sexual abuse crisis was behind us and that this had all been taken care of and dealt with. And just by this number, you know, it shows that it hasn't been.
Pillmeyer worries, though, that the Archdiocese appears ready to try to get most of the claims thrown out, starting at a court hearing next week. The church is expected to raise concerns about the statute of limitations on claims and about other issues, including whether the church was responsible for abuse committed by clergy who belong to religious orders. Milwaukee Archdiocese spokeswoman Julie Wolf says the church is not being inconsistent.
I think the Archbishop has always stated that our goal is to fairly compensate victims and continue our essential ministries of the church. And I think that what the court will help to decide is who are the legitimate claimants based on that.
Wolf says the Archdiocese is offering to pay for therapy for people who were abused but whose claims are dismissed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.